They are. There are some. But I would, going forward from the time that I've moved in, I don't see any reason why a nightly rental should be allowed in the Fieldstone or Pines or any of that HOA area. It does impact our lives as a permanent residence. Like it was mentioned, most residents or restaurants or businesses around here don't ask us for our AARP card for discounts. It's kind of obvious what age group we're in. And nightly rentals tend to be younger folk. They're here to have fun. They're here to enjoy a vacation. They're quite often loud. The monster truck rally comes, and we have, you know, 8-10 different monster trucks revving up in our neighborhoods. We have conflicts at the pools. We have arguments in our backyard. I don't have never heard a permanent resident say that there has been a positive impact on our neighborhood or our property by having a nightly rental nearby. I'll keep it real short. I think everyone that spoke prior to me has done an exemplary job of why this request should be denied. That the owners of the property live, you know, 6-8 houses away or whatever, doesn't mitigate anything in my mind. Any incidents will occur regardless of their proximity. So I don't see that that makes a difference. That's the only new point I think I might speak to. So the decision you make tonight is going to have an impact on the permanent residents of the HOA, both HOAs, and whether that's a positive impact or negative is dependent upon your decision. But I thank you, gentlemen, for your time. I won't take
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is that the last one that's signed up to speak? Okay. You want to come back up?
I would love to.
I bet you do.
Wow. Unfortunately, I'm working a little bit in the blind because I don't have anything that you have in front of you. Since it wasn't given to me, I can only go based on some of my notes, and I will go that route. First of all, I apologize. John Banks was just spoken to by Margaret. They had a conversation yesterday. And had text messages from him.
Look at us, sir. Talk to us.
Okay, sorry. And had text messages from him that he was okay with this. So I do apologize to that. Regarding the 38 signatures, you know, each of us get one vote per residence. So if a husband and or a wife were to be on that, that limits, in my opinion, a vote in terms of who may or may not want something on this property. Susan mentioned 9.16. It's funny because I also had that. And as she says, it's for occupants only. If you go to the last sentence, it goes on to say, notwithstanding the above, however, leasing of single family or condominium units will be allowed, provided that the owner first registered the lessee with the association. So I'm not sure that if they're trying to create a rule of law here, if there really is such a rule of law. In fact, as I look through all the decks and bylaws of the Fieldstone Association as well as the Pines Association, it refers to owners and occupants. You can't be an occupant. If you lease the property, aren't you an occupant? So Dennis Cook, who is the president of the Fieldstone, Margaret, his wife, was up to discuss the unit that we were talking about that has the shared driveway. The letter I received from Logan and Christian are the very people who are next to us in that driveway. They said they had no problem with doing this. We're not absentee owners. We live there, too. I'm not going to do something to my community that's going to cause a problem. And if there ever is a problem with a renter, I'm there. I'd be the first to go in there. Regarding the lighting in the unit, if the unit's at the end of the complex, you turn onto Fieldstone Drive, you go to the very end, and you make a left. That's not going through the complex. That's going one street, making a left. I'm not sure how they can say that property values will diminish. If they know how, when and how property values will diminish, I want to buy some more real estate. Sorry, nowhere that I see in any of the DEX bylaws and CNRs does it say that there can only be owner-occupied. That is not a true statement. Look, we live in this community. We're trying to just do something that would help our family and help us pay for what we would like to do in the future. We hope that you will consider doing this. If John had not sideswiped us here, the reality was it would have been 100% of the Pines. If you look at 120 units in the Fieldstone, even if every one of them represented one unit, that's only 30%. And I would also say this to the board. If I respect everybody's right for an opinion, I truly, truly do. I value that. It's part of who we are. It's part of our country. The bottom line gets to be this. If they felt so strongly about not having renters, why don't they make an amendment to these CNRs, to these bylaws, and to this declaration? And they don't because they wouldn't win. They made a 67% vote, and they wouldn't get it. So what you see here is those that really want this. But think about that 67% vote. And with that, I thought it was going to be an easy night, too. I thank you all for your time.
Thank you, sir. Does anybody here on the board have anything that they want to ask this gentleman? Or any comments they want to make? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I think it's pretty plain in the covenant that no rent from the resident, the leasee, is not an ID rental.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing we've gone over for the last 5 months. Mm-hmm. About 5 years.
Yeah.
You guys 5 years.
Yeah, five years.
I mean, I don't know what's going to change tonight.
Yeah. If there's no further discussion, is someone ready to make a motion?
I'd make that motion, Mr. Chairman, that we deny based on things that we've been denying on, enjoyment of the neighborhood, general welfare. You guys know them. I don't have them in front of me. And also, I personally put a heavy weight on the covenants.
We have a motion on the floor to deny. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Any further discussion before we vote? Are we ready for a vote then? All in favor of those in favor of denial, signify by raising your right hand and saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those in favor,
or
the other way.
Yeah.
See, that'd be F 2-3. What do we got?
4-3.
4-3.
So motion passed 4-3.
Motion passed 4-3.
A motion to deny passed.
So the motion is denied.
Correct.
Did they give you a letter?
Oh, yeah.
Of the people that signed? I didn't get it. Did you get a copy of the letters that were signed? Scott needs a copy, stack of them.
We have nightly rentals out there.
We've been deleting them.
They're already out there, and I can't think of a legal reason why I put them in there.
Well, they can't.
Okay.
That one was a little different, I thought.
It can't go
Tom, here's the only problem I have, and I almost laid them to you and went for a break. These are the CCRs. I mean, if you start looking at them, you're going to have to.
I just based on.
But you had other reasons.
That's right.
But if that was going to be the only reason.
I just said that was a part of the reason.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm glad you did that because if.
That's all I said. I didn't say it was.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Can we get copies of any of that if we appeal?
Well, everything that's in the folder is public knowledge, yes.
Okay.
And so the audio will be on the website in about 2 weeks or so.
Appreciate it.
And you have a 90-day window from tonight to make an appeal to the Board of Adjustment, which is a 5-member board. Yeah. You can call me tomorrow at the office. I'll go over the particulars.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm sure what time is it?
This.
Yeah. What have we got left, Scott?
Well, you've got some old and new business, and I'm going to run some.
All right. Let's take a 5-minute bathroom break here.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.